advanced directives are the things that you get to. I did not bring copies tonight, and I apologize. The last group got copies, but I will email you out information. Advanced directives are your opportunity to say what you want to happen to your life should you be incapacitated and unable to speak to yourself. So, for example, I get in a really bad wreck, and I sever my spinal cord, and I'm on a ventilator, and I'm pretty much just dead. That's not quality of life to me. So you guys have to decide what quality of life is to you. You also have to appoint somebody to make these decisions for you. I am single, I am not married, and I do not have a domestic partner, nor do I have a child over the age of 18. The next person it's going to fall in line to is my mother. I do not have a good relationship with my mother. I do not want my mother making decisions for me. The other person that's going to fall to beyond that is my sibling. However, as long as my mother is alive, she gets to make decisions for me. Let me tell you what she will not do. She will not pull that plug. Oh, you're still here. I can still be a bitchy mother to you. So, know who is going to make decisions for you. Also, really, to be fair, at the end of the day, I don't want to be stuck on a ventilator. I don't want to be in a hospital racking up money that somebody is going to have to pay or is going to have to come out of my estate that I don't really have. So, know what you want happen for you. Should your heart stop? Should you be on a ventilator? Should you have no brain function? Go through all these scenarios. If you get in a wreck and you're like Christopher Reeve, is that quality of life for you? You get to make those decisions, and only you get to make those decisions. You get to fill out paperwork that is legally binding by the state of Washington. So, now to be fair, if I get in a wreck tomorrow, and they can't find my mother or my sister, or my mother and my sister are dead, the state of Washington appoints somebody to make decisions for me. That person does not know me, that person does not know what I want, that person also has better things to do with their time. So, yes.
What if I wipe out in Oregon and I have an advanced directive?
Advanced directives, I think, are almost across the board the similar among states. Washington's rules may be that, Oregon's rules may be somewhere else. But at the end of the day, your body and whatnot.
To your state
if you are unconscious in the trauma center at Emmanuel in Portland, I assume Swanty will be called, or your family will be called, and they will come down, and they get to make the decision to move you up here, or keep you down there. But if you're brain dead down there, well, for you, your husband, Swanty's going to make the decision. Mm-hmm. Just make sure Swanty's on the same page. Make sure you guys are on the same page, but also make sure that if you're going to appoint somebody, that if you say, I want you to pull the plug, should I have no brain function left? If the doctor says, there is no brain function left in Kim's head, then I want you to pull the plug. You got to make sure that that person is actually going to pull the plug.
I would totally kill you.
I know, right? I would be like, let Lucretia, she's going to decide to pull my plug. So, just, the reason that I brought this up is because we ride motorcycles. I've seen too many things happen with motorcycles and people. I've seen too many things in life. And there are too many people who don't have these things in place, and there are too many people who sit on ventilators for far too long. I have no problem with people who want to end their lives. I have no problem with people who want to use the death with dignity. I'm fully voted for that. You have a right to choose how you die. So should you be lying in a hospital bed, unable to move and unable to do anything, should you want to end your life, you have that right. In the state of Washington, you may not have that right. But if you're unconscious and unable to make a decision for yourself, make sure you have somebody appointed who will make that decision for you. We're all going to die. So I don't want to be stuck on a bed. I don't want to have some nurse come in every hour and wipe my ass and take my blood pressure and try to keep some shell in the body alive. I'm already gone, so may as well let me go the rest of the day.